Welcome to your daily devotional, April 14th. Do not worry about tomorrow. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. These days are uncertain. Sometimes it seems that each day brings more uncertainty than the last. Rather than taking one day at a time, we are often tempted to head off the troubles that we think may come tomorrow. We think we have more control over things than we actually have. Let us note that Jesus says, "Do not worry." That's a command, friends. Any disobedience to that command is therefore disobedience to God, and disobedience to God is sin. Worry is the attempt to take control of that which God already has under His own control, as if we could work out our own lives better than the God of the universe can. So we try to worry through today's business, and then add to our futile exercise by worrying about things that have not happened yet, and possibly never will happen. Why carry an unnecessary burden which God has not appointed for you to carry? Truth be told, we can't even control everything about today, never mind tomorrow. This is why Jesus said in the previous verse, "But seek first the kingdom of God in His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." The idea is that if we are living close to God, trusting Him to meet all our needs, then we will have all our needs met. We can put our heads on the pillow at night, thankful that the Lord met all our needs for the day, and knowing that when we wake up in the morning, God will already be there. Let us therefore put on the mind of Christ. This is demonstrated in Scripture by the Apostle Paul in a letter he writes from prison. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, he writes, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Prayer casts out fear. Reliance upon God excludes worry. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? If you've done the best to conduct your life today in good conscience, in service to your Creator, thank God, and leave tomorrow in His capable hands.